Okay, if you're satisfied with the way the tricycle's moving, at this point all you would have to do is go up to the render menu and pull over to use current settings, which I've gone through and set up earlier with a 216 by 144 window size that fits into the book real well. We're going to render this as a QuickTime movie, and we're going to render it using thousands of colors, which are then later converted down to 256 so it runs well inside of IdeaSource. So I'll go ahead and do that now, and feel free to go back and take a look at the animation inside the book. Otherwise, thanks for joining us in this three-part series on 3D.